Welcome to Community Connection Online. I'm Monica May. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and this Friday, out at SeaWorld Orlando is the Lung Force Expo. You know, every 5 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with lung cancer, and more than 33 million Americans suffer from lung disease. Well, this morning, from the American Lung Association, we have Rebecca Desir, and along with Rebecca, we have Dr. Sosinski. He is a lung cancer specialist. We'll start with you, Rebecca.
If you could just tell us what the day will look like for us out at SeaWorld.
For healthcare professionals and patients and caregivers, there's two different programs going on simultaneously. So for healthcare professionals, your day will start at 8 a.m. as well as the patients and caregivers. There's a breakfast keynote. We will have Dr. Sosinski there to talk about the latest treatments, focusing on immunotherapy. And then the day for a healthcare professional ends at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And for a patient and caregiver, their day ends at 3, and we include breakfast and lunch and parking for anyone who chooses to attend the Lung Force Expo.
So now, this is not the first time you've done this, and tell me why you do this for our community and for the professionals.
We do this to help people improve their quality of life, mm-hmm. especially for the patients and caregivers. A lot of times they're thrown all of these details about their lung disease, but they do not know how to exercise or nutrition information. So the expo provides presentations on all types of topics, mm-hmm. and they're able to learn a little bit more. And for the healthcare professionals, they're able to expand their knowledge on the latest treatment and the latest research on lung disease.
So, Dr. Sosinski, yeah. We're talking about the latest and greatest, more information. What do we have to look forward to? What's in our future for lung cancer with women?
I think we need to inform people that lung cancer remains public enemy number one with regard to cancer. It is the number one killer of cancer. Most people don't realize that nearly twice as many women die of lung cancer than die of breast cancer.
Why is that? Why don't we know the statistics, and why is that?
Well, breast cancer has benefited from a great amount of advocacy. Where lung cancer tends historically to be the smoking-related disease, it's not correct that it's a self-inflicted disease, but some people think of it because you have this habit of smoking that it's expected or it's okay to get lung cancer. You know, I see the world as quite different. Fewer than 10% of lifetime smokers get lung cancer, mm-hmm. and 30,000 U.S. citizens every year who have never touched a cigarette develop lung cancer.
Why is that?
Lung cancer, particularly in the never smokers, is a, in my opinion, a different disease. It's characterized by a number of alterations in the tumor DNA that really provide a growth advantage for the cancer. We're learning more about that. We have a growing list of targeted therapies, if you will. If you know what the DNA defect is, you can develop a pill that reverses what the defect does. And so we've been highly successful in small subsets of patients in actually improving treatment outcomes for many patients in a very significant way.
This is amazing stuff, and that's what we're going to be hearing more about on Friday.
On Friday, I'm going to use two examples.
Okay.
I'm going to use the example of EGFR mutations. They were discovered in 2004, and I'm going to use that as a model for targeted therapy. And then I'm going to talk about the role of immunotherapy and how much more personalized can medicine be than to make your own immune system fight the cancer that's within you. That's very personalized medicine, if you will. And we've made some great advances in immunotherapy. In my opinion, we're just kind of scratching the surface of the potential of harnessing the immune system and fighting your own cancer. We've made some significant gains, and I think we'll continue to make them over the years. So I'm excited both about the targeted therapies that we'll talk about in EGFR mutations as an example, and also the immunotherapy, which obviously we all have an immune system. Let's kind of harness that immune system within us to fight cancers.
Now, this is some interesting stuff because it sounds almost so futuristic, too hard to believe that there would be a way that you could fight your own cancer. This is amazing.
You know, we've shown proof of concept in lung cancer that the antibodies that manipulate how the tumor defends itself against the immune system. The immune system is there. The tumor has a mechanism to silence It almost like it creates a shield around itself from our immune system. And so the immune system may be there, but it's just kind of sleeping, if
it's
you will.
It's compromised.
Yeah, and we need to wake it up. And that's what these new drugs do.
Are those drugs as deadly as we particularly think of most cancer
you
fighters?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because immunotherapy, it's probably one of the easiest treatments that I give. It's much easier than chemotherapy.
Okay.
And patients tolerate it very well. The issue with immunotherapy is that if you're kind of awakening the immune system, you want to awaken it against the cancer, but sometimes it awakens against ourselves. And we have a whole broad category of autoimmune diseases that happen. And one of the side effects of immunotherapy are these, what we refer to as immune-related side effects, particularly common in the thyroid, particularly common in the skin with skin rash, colitis with diarrhea, hepatitis, these sorts of things. Fortunately, they occur in a significant way in only 1% to 2% of patients. So the vast majority of patients tolerate immunotherapy exceptionally well, but a few small percentage do have issues with it, and we have to kind of alter our therapeutic approach in those patients.
If you're just tuning in this morning, we're talking about Lung Force Expo. American Lung Association does this almost every year. And this year we're out at SeaWorld, and it is this Friday. There's still time for you to come on out there. Would we have to register? Can we just come out there that day?
No, we'd prefer for you to register.
How do we do that?
Prior. So you can give us a call at our office, 407-425-5864. Or you can, if you're tech savvy, you can visit us on the website lung.org/expo, and you can register online.
All right. And again, if you are a patient or patient care person, you're going to come on out there 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's a $10 charge. And I'm going to put that out there just flat out. And if you are a healthcare professional, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., you'll get to hear from Dr. Sosinski and some others to talk about new lung therapies and the fantastic opportunities that, I mean, await us if this is a disease that you are tackling. And that's $75 for our professionals. Now, Dr. Sosinski is talking about something that's really revolutionary, and that is using our own cells to heal ourselves. What are some of the telltale signs of a person that does have lung cancer? How would they present?
Well, patients who have a history of smoking have an increased risk. Patients present in one of two ways. Either they have symptoms related to their lungs that can be cough, unexplained cough, persistent cough, coughing up blood, any form of chest pain, shortness of breath, particularly when you try to exercise or exert yourself. So those are symptoms related to the lungs themselves. Patients can also have symptoms of spread of lung cancer, unfortunately, to the brain. Sometimes patients present with a seizure. Sometimes they present with lower back pain because the cancer has spread to the spine. And there's a number of things. And then patients can also have very generalized symptoms, weight loss that's unexplained, malaise, just kind of feeling unwell, fatigue, these sorts of things can be nonspecific, but they can be presenting signs and symptoms of lung cancer.
What you were talking about, and I want to call it this, you had the right name, I will say lung satisfaction, so that we can kind of save ourselves. Would that be an affordable treatment? Is that something that our insurance carriers would cover?
Yeah, most of the things that I'm talking about, most people would characterize as standard treatment. I think one of the issues with lung cancer historically is we have approached it with a great deal of therapeutic nihilism. Even in the physician community, lung cancer has the perceptions that it's not a disease that's very effectively treated. I think that.
But it is, that, listening to you.
Yeah, no, but that was true in 1980s, in the 1990s, my head spins because I've been doing lung cancer for 25 years.
Wow.
In the last 10 years, the advances have come at such a rapid pace that my head spins every morning I wake up. I look forward to going to work to think about lung cancer and everything else I do in that space. So I think it's a really new disease. It's a disease where patients need hope for the future. They need to realize that this is a very complicated disease. Lots of molecular DNA things are going on. This whole advent of immunotherapy, you need to know how to get the right treatment to the right patient at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge.
So where are you practicing?
Florida Hospital South, just downtown, right off of Princeton Avenue and I-4. That's where my practice is.
How did we find this wonderful man?
He's so great.
I spent a large part of my career at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, so I'm a Tar Heel.
Okay.
And then I spent 5 years at the University of Pittsburgh, both directing their lung cancer programs. And I came here about a year and a half ago as the executive medical director of the Florida Hospital Cancer Institute. So I wear that hat, but I also wear my lung cancer hat, which is my passion.
Well, God bless you. I can tell you that. I can tell that. So again, we'll keep talking about Lung Force Expo, and everybody, you have a chance to still get in there. RSVP today by calling 407-425-5864 or go to lung.org/expo.
Thank you both for sharing that information on Community Connection Online.
No, thank you for having us.
Yes. Yeah.